this family, the members have learned to live with each other by understanding their obligations and fulfilling them. They cooperate by making each other's chores as light as possible. They are able to enjoy life more because they have more time for enjoyment. 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 Time for enjoyment.
Hello and welcome to the infrequently updated, often neglected, Poor Little Parlor Tones podcast. Not the catchiest of titles, but it's very descriptive and very accurate. This is Paul. I am talking on behalf of the band, the Parlor Tones, and I am... as you can hear at home, by the sounds of the dogs barking in the background. Unfortunately, I normally do these things in the morning when the neighborhood's a bit quieter, but today I had a busy morning, so I'm doing this now quickly. So more so than usual, you're probably going to hear cars driving past and dogs barking and the hardy dogs shrieking. Woof, woof, I'm just going to go see what's going on out there. I'll be back. Well, what do you know? The dogs were barking at nothing. Fancy that, eh? Anyway. Alright, so, we're trying to do two podcasts a month, from next month onwards. I guess this will count as this month's second podcast, although the first one didn't exist. Tonight, we are leaving for Cape Town. We've got two shows in Cape Town. And we have to drive down because we have a van and a trailer full of instruments and merchandise and a seven-member traveling party. So it is a bit of a drive, but it's not so bad. There are enough of us to change drivers quite frequently. Although some of us drive less than others. I'll try to let you guess who that might be, who drives the most and who drives the least. I'll fall somewhere in the middle, probably leaning more towards the drive less side of things. But, I take my iPad. It's got some Kindle books in it. It's got one or two Netflix things downloaded onto it. And, you just pass the hours like that. And before you know it, the drive's done and you're in Cape Town. So we play Stellenbosch first, and then the next day is in Cape Town, and then we drive back home again. But what this podcast is going to be about a little bit is just what's coming up for the rest of the year, with one highlight. Next month and the month after, so that is October and November, we are overseas again. We are in the UK for about a week. Just 4 or 5 shows there, and then we go over to Germany, Austria, Switzerland, and the Netherlands. Germany, Austria, Switzerland, yeah, I think that's everything. So looking forward to that. Going to be very cool to be over there, and I think it's their fall, which is actually my favorite time of the year outside of South Africa, because it's not... Germany can get very hot in summer and very cold in winter, so those in-between seasons are the best, although we've been there in both spring and fall, and I think I do prefer fall more. So, looking forward to being back there. Then, if I have my seasons correct, hopefully I do, otherwise I'm in for a bit of a shock when I get there and it's snowing. Alright, so that's that. If you do live in those countries... have a look at our website. It's www.theparlortones.co.za, or just go to Facebook under the events tab. Everything's there as well. And yeah, come through. It's going to be cool. We are doing some stuff off China and maybe some other surprises tucked in there. and that's going to be cool. Then in, well, towards the end of the year, we are doing the thing that we've called choral tones. So choral as in the vocal choir kind of thing. And it's basically the band doing our songs, but we are going to be accompanied by the National Youth Orchestra, which is very cool. This is in South Africa, unfortunately, so far. It's only planned for there. We did one of these at the end of last year, and it went very well. Unfortunately, it was just the one show. So as soon as we had done it, we immediately knew that we had to do this again, just because it went so well. So basically, we took about four of our songs, and then the choir worked out all these cool harmonies and parts, and they also accompanied by a small, I think it was a brass section. There was a trumpet and a sax, and I think maybe a violin. But we're going to do that again. So there will be a large choir. I think it's about 80 or 100 kids, which is very, very cool. And then a small sort of orchestra section. And then us. So some of the songs will be reinterpreted, done sort of in a more stripped down way to give the spotlight over to the choir and the orchestra. And then other songs will be a normal full-on electric rock song, just accompanied by the choir and the orchestra. So it's very cool, and it does put obviously a lot of extra work on our poor sound engineer Josh, but he loves a challenge, and we give him a desk with 150,000 channels on that he needs to mix and make sure everything sounds cool. So hopefully he's up to that, but I'm pretty sure he is. Josh is like half our age, but he's twice as clued up when it comes to technical things like that. All right, I'm just on my phone here going to our website, because let's check these dates for Choral Tones. I probably could have done it before the time, but I just want to see. So you open up our website on our phone, and you'll see us in our cool new outfits that were done by Heidi from Heidi Couture, and she dressed up us up in these cool steampunk kind of vibes. There's top hats and goggles and like weird jackets and corsets and things like that. So you'll only see on stage, all of us are standing up very straight these days with amazing posture, but that's because we were in a corset that doesn't let us slouch. So if I drop a plectrum on stage, you'll see... Watching me try to pick it up is quite amusing, I'm sure. But then you'll just see there's a thing that says Find Us on Tour, and it opens up a new page, and it's got tour dates, South Africa, Unplugged, which is what we're doing at the moment in South Africa, and then International. So International's got all our international shows, obviously. There's London, Brighton, Birmingham, Liverpool. Then it's all the stuff in Germany. CH, where's CH? I think that's Switzerland. AU's Austria, yeah, Berlin, München, Hamburg, Netherlands, yeah, that's cool. But let's see here, South Africa. Okay, so the 5th of October is the Prime Fest. That's also going to be cool. That's us, Prime Circle, Just Ginger, Vonneboom, Mango Groove, Freshly Ground, Jack Parrow, and a youngish band called Shut Up at Sunday, who are also very cool. That is the 5th of October. That's actually like next weekend, I think. Going to be cool. All the weekend, 2 weeks from here. Then 6th of October, we are in Balito. And then the 29th of November, at the moment, is the Parlor Tones doing Choral Tones. It's at the Teatro in Monte Cassino. It's the Parlor Tones and the National Youth Choir. There's only the one date on the website at the moment, but we have a few days booked for, as they sell out, we'll add more nights. So we're definitely looking at two nights and possibly a matinee if all goes well. Will be the last one. Yeah, so that's going to be very cool. And what I quite like about these orchestra things is that the orchestra and the choir often learn to play my parts. So I actually don't have to play that much, because I've got violins and trumpets and sometimes voices actually singing my little riffs or whatever, which is quite cool. And then you could obviously play along with it if you want to, or try harmonize or something like that. But it's best to actually just step back, because one of the things that takes a long time to actually learn about playing the guitar, and it's not really someone can teach you, it's sort of something you learn on your own, or you figure it out when your other band members tell you to just shut up for 10 seconds. It's it's actually when not to play. And sometimes the most effective thing you can do in a song is actually just not play and let the other instruments or the voices step up to the front, which obviously goes for all instruments. Sometimes drums dropping out of a song can actually make the song more impactful by that sudden break in instruments than trying to play faster or harder or more complicated. Yeah, and same with guitar. Sometimes you just turn the volume down and have a sip of your beer and let the bass do something cool or something like that. Yeah, so that's a little thing you learn. You know, with me being playing in a band for 20 years now, unfortunately, I thought I'd be better at this than I am. But, you know, we get in there. But, yeah, that's one of those things you learn. Sometimes just don't play. And also, I got this from watching a podcast called... No, not a podcast. It's a YouTube channel called That Pedal Show. And they had a few little pointers on writing a guitar solo. And the one thing they said was, play less notes than you think you need to, which is also pretty cool. You know, just pick one or two notes that work well together, you know, let them ring out, get a bit of feedback, something like that, instead of trying to play as fast as you can, which also is cool. Just some of us can't do that, like for example me. I cannot play guitar like Steve Vai. So, you know, you try to find things that are more soulful or atmospheric or something like that. All right, cool. I think that's pretty much it. I am going to go now and see if I can find everything I need to pack and check on the status of my toiletry bag and make sure I have enough Zambuk for the road. And that's, for those of you who don't live in South Africa, Zambuk is a cheap but effective lip balm. It comes in little tins and they're very difficult to open, unless you know how. But I am very dependent on those things. So if I leave home without a tin of Zambuk, I get very panicky. And of course, plectrums. Although looking next to me, you hear me tapping next to my computer. I have two plectrums and a tin of Zambuk and a half a bottle of water that I'm supposed to finish. And yeah, so that's it. I'm going to make sure everything's cool and queue up some downloads on my iPad for Netflix. I don't know what I'm going to watch. We've watched all the Peaky Blinders. We've watched all the Stranger Things. And I don't know what else. I know some of the other guys in the bands have been watching something cool, but I'm not sure what it is. But anyway, if you've got any suggestions, send them our way. Alright, this is Paul from the Parlor Tone signing out. Have a great rest of the week and a good weekend. And if you're in Cape Town, Stellenbosch, we will see you there. Otherwise, we will see you somewhere else in the world, somewhere this year. Cool. See you all later. Ciao.